The Hochi Kamalei Rabbi Yechonon Rav Shimon ben Lakish. This is the way Rabbi Yechonon spoke to Rav Shimon ben Lakish, and Rabbi Yechonon told him like this: Bishleim, it's very good that it be according to me. The Amina that I say Raya b'kiyum hashtar, that I say the Shaila of the Mishnah. Again, when the person that gave away the present says he was a Shchiv Mera, and the other one that received it said nothing doing, you're a normal person, and you gave me the present, you can't retract. So Shaila, what kind of proof do we have to bring? So now we're saying, Rabbi Yechonon says the Raya is Kiyum Ashtar. He has to be Mekayim B'Shtar or not. Says, so, Hainu de Meshkachas Lo, de Nachti Lekuchas Lenechosim. Then it's very good. How come the Lekuchas went down to the property? Like the other case we had was, we were a Yerush, a young Yerush, sold the property to Lekeach. Sold the property. And later the B'nei Mishpacha came and complained and said, the sale is no good. Because the person, the Yerush, that sold it was a cotton. He had no right to sell it. And Lekuchas say no, he was a Godel. So according to him, that's why Lekuchas have a right to stay on the property. Because Lekuchas, they have a shtar. They have a shtar saying that the Yerush, the son, sold it to us. If you want to complain and say the shtar was no good, he was a cotton, you have to bring a proof. But before you bring the proof, since the shtar was a good shtar, it's moedav shtar shekosvu, that's why Lekuchas stay in the property. Ela l'didoch, but according to you, Rish Lakish, the yarmut that you say, raya b'yedim, the proof that has to be brought here is b'yedim. If so, heichi mishkachas lo danach de Lekuchas b'nechosim. How do we have a case that Lekuchas is like the muchzik in the karka? The case here was, there was a Yerush, a son yashin to his father. And now the son sold the karka, sold the property to somebody else. And later the son died, but the B'nai Mishpacha came to complain and said he was a cotton. He was a youngster. He had no right to sell the property. Therefore, Lekuchas do not have a right to keep the property. Since so, Lechura, if you hold the shtar, it's not a good shtar. You have to go Basar Edim. Since so, if you go Basar Edim, there's a Morikami here. So, Lechura, why did Lekuchas have a right to be in the property? If you hold, you have to have Edim, Lechura, the Yorshim should be believed. They should be believed to say the property was by us until now, and you have to bring a proof to say it was a Godel. It's on you to bring a proof to say you have a right to take it away from us. Samora says, no. Omalei, Rish Lakish sent us back, Modina Lecho Be'iru De B'nei Mishpacho Delav Iruhu. Rish Lakish says, no, that here in this case, that the B'nai Mishpacha, they are the ones that are arguing, their ear is not a good ear. You know why? Because my comrade, what is the B'nai Mishpacha saying? They're saying that Kotten Hoya, that what happened here? A father died, and his son yashin his father, and the son sold the property to somebody else. Now the rest of the Mishpacha is coming to complain and saying, the sale did not take place because the kid was a Kotten. Like we'll soon learn, a Kotten can't sell the property. That's what the B'nai Mishpacha is saying. So Rish Lakish says, this complaint is not a good complaint. They have to bring a proof of Edim. Otherwise, we'll believe the Lekuchas, we'll believe the people that bought it, when they say the Kotten, he wasn't a Kotten, he was a Godel, and everything was good. You know why? Because there's a Chazokah, that Einu Edim Chosman al Ashtar, Elim Kem Naseh Godel. There's a Chazokah. Like, what went on here? We see a good Shtar Mechira. Lemaiseh, this Kotten had Edim write up a shtar. There was a sefer, there was Edim signing on the shtar, saying that he's selling this property to this person. Now there's a chazaka, usually a shtar is only written up and made by gedolim. So therefore the B'nai Mishpacha now, that are coming to complain to say that he was a Kotten, that's like not normal. That we should say really did not happen. So therefore Menastam were better off saying that the kid was a Godel. And therefore that's why here the Lekuchas are like a muchzik. That's what Lekuchas, they have a shtar, they have the chazaka with them. Since they have a shtar, it's a chazaka, the shtar was written right, the kid, the ben was a godol, he had a right to yarshin, and therefore the Yerusha took place, and therefore the sale takes place. Therefore it's good, well even Rish Lakish admits here, the lakeach is the bailim, and the b'nei mishpacha, they have to bring the proof. Now itma, we learn like this. Koton, in the case where a father died and the kids yashin their father, how old does the kid have to be in order to sell his father's property? Usually the locher is when you're a godel,
After bar mitzvah, you have a right to sell your own property. But here it's a new svara. When can you sell your father's property? And the Rambam says, "Koten ha'yerush nichsi oviv shemais." Me'ein esai moichav nichsi oviv b'kakoysav. When can the son sell his father's property? V'tevi michrosim mechira. Tilo gabi metaltlim tnam b'potes. If he stops selling metaltlim, we learned in Gemara and Gittin that even a koten, when he's 6 or 7 years old, could sell it already. Ma'ashen can hear when you want to sell metaltlim. How old does the son have to be? So it's a machlokes. Rava says that Rava says over the name of Rav Nachman that Ben Shemayna Asara Shana. He has to be 18 years old. Rashi says v'yoyim echad, and one day to paskin lekamon toich zman klefnei zman before he's 18, it's no good. V'yafal pi sheni yadev ativ masa matin yofa, even though he doesn't have to do business too well, still. Once he becomes 18, then the sale is good. Yeah. That's the lacha. But before 18, the sale is no good. Rav Huna bar Chinuna Omar Rav Nachman. He says over the name of Rav Nachman, mi ben Esrim Shona. No, he could have to be 20 years old. The new halacha that to sell your father's property as a din yerush, you could only sell it if you're 20 years old. Less than 20 years old, we say, like you just got property, you don't know what you're doing, you're not responsible yet. So the sale is no good. Yeah. Nothing more says, Behod the Rav Alapa Perishit Melech Mechol Itna. He didn't say it outright, but learn it from a cloud. Alright, Safi, yours is not. Now, most of observe, asked the question. It says, Maisa, we have before. Maisa, B'vnei Brak. It happened a story in B'nei Brak. B'yechot Shemocha Nichtei Oviv Ulmeis. That a Yerusha son, that Yash and his father, went and sold the property to somebody else, and then he died. Ubo b'nei mishpacha, and later the b'nei mishpacha, the rest of the family, the cousins or the uncles, they came the iru, they came to complain. Laimet to say, listen, katan hoya pishas misa, that this son that sold the property, he had no right to sell the property. He was a katan, and therefore the sale takes no place. The sale can't take place. So the ma'aseh was ubo. They came for shalu and they asked. They came to Rabbi Akiva. What should they do? And they wanted mal loboitkoi. Like they wanted to check out the kid that was mace. Listen, it's a shiloh if the sale takes place or not. So they wanted it. You don't know if he was a godl or not. So they wanted to like dig him up and look at the grave and see if he's a godl or not. Omalahem, Rabbi Akiva answers back and says, no. You should know you're not allowed to do that. It's not nice. You can't dig up a mace. Person that's mace, it's not nice to dig him up. You can't dig up a mace. That's one time he said. Secondly, you should know, even if you want to dig him up and check him out, you can't tell, because even though he does not have simonim now, that wouldn't be a good proof. Maybe he had simonim when he was alive, and they fell off when he died. The kid's body changes after he dies. So therefore, you can't check him out. That was the mice. That's what Rabbi Akiva answered back to the Shaila. Sounds like this. It's good according to the first sheet that learns that how old does the kid have to be? 18 years old. Now the shaila was he 18 or wasn't he 18? That's the shaila. Was the kid 18 or not? We do not know. So if so, the Gemara says, "Hainu, then it's very good." Hainu.